That's a very nice tune. Would you all be offended if I cleared my throat? No, probably not. It is 1:46, still 20 degrees, and still a little light snow out there. I don't know what the accumulation is proposed to be, but it looks like going to snow through the night and on into tomorrow. For you skiers, that's got to be good news. For you automobile-type drivers, you might bang up a fender. Who knows? And if that's the case, and you're thinking about a new or completely reconditioned used automobile... Smooth. Did you like the way I worked into that, Dan? The Action Dealer. I ain't kidding you. Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds makes you a fantastic offer. Now, you can purchase a new or used car at special sale prices right now. Drive the car for 1 week or 500 miles, and if you're not completely satisfied with the quality and even the price, you'll get a 100% complete and full refund. Now, what's that mean? It means it's hard to say. It means your happiness is absolutely guaranteed at Lindahl Olds. Now, Lindahl, you'll find what they've got in mind. Whether it's an Olds Cutlass, whether it's an Olds 98 or an 88, or the personalized luxury automobile with the front-wheel drive, the Oldsmobile Toronado. Whoa. 5 acres, over 5 acres, as a matter of fact, of new and used automobiles with something for everyone. They're all waiting for you at Lindahl Olds, and they all carry that famous Lindahl Happiness Guarantee. Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds. They're open Monday through Friday nights till 10 and all day Saturday till 6 at Lindahl Olds, 494 at Penn in Bloomington. The 78s are in.
Since we can no longer make a girl,
CCOFM. You have about 9 minutes until 2 o'clock, and you also have a whole bunch of what we call snow coming down right now. So if you're parked in a beautiful place and you got to get yourself home, you all plan to do it carefully, won't you? Earth, wind, and fire. Lovely. Earth, wind, and fire. I'm going to write you a song. First, I'm going to learn to speak. It is 3:56, and Dan, what did I have planned here? I did. Well, do it, please.
Bring that record in. Take a listen to it on a Magnum 100, and it really makes very little difference if you had to spend $500, $600, $700, $800 on your system.
Do Shock Electronics salespeople believe in what they sell? Just ask them about Magnum 100.
9 out of 10 people, I come in and I say, wow, that is really incredible. I can't believe the sound that you're getting there.
It's the first time that they've seen a big three-way speaker system and a receiver that does put out 20 watts per channel at that particular price point.
I don't feel for that price range that you can find a better system anyplace.
At Shock Electronics, Magnum 100 isn't just a product to sell. It's a system we believe in. Come to Shock and hear Magnum 100. You'll agree, it's a crystal clear idea.
I've never seen one person dissatisfied with the sound of the Magnum 100.
Shock. The Magnum 100 now, only $289.88 at all 14 Twin City Shock electronic stores. I appreciate that. Billy Withers coming on the radio here. CCOFM. I'm Jerry Brook. I want you all to enjoy yourselves now. It's good to listen up.
When I wake up in the morning, love.
That's a nice tune. This is WCCO-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and now news from ABC.
The best-known principal in the alleged South Korean payoff scandal in Congress reportedly is going to make himself available to testify against anyone accused of taking the payoffs. I'm Joe Vaughn, American Contemporary Radio. An agreement was reached in Washington Friday for Rice Leader Tung Soon Park to be questioned both in Seoul and in Washington. Details from ABC's Tony Sargent in Washington.
Assistant Attorney General Benjamin Civiletti told reporters he'll question Park in Korea next week. Civiletti said when Park comes to this country later on, he may be called to testify in the trial of former Congressman Richard Hanna about Korean influence charges. The Justice Department has promised to protect Park while he's here. He gets immunity from prosecution on past criminal charges, but he can be prosecuted for civil charges, for example, on tax matters. The agreement does not force Park to appear before congressional committees. The Justice Department has asked Congress not to subpoena Park, but indications are they'll do it anyway. Tony Sargent, ABC News, Washington.
The president's about ready to leave Warsaw. That story coming up.
Now that you have served your nation, we extend this invitation. Can we serve you at your VA? The Veterans Administration, let us work for you. Come in and see what we can do at your VA. Training, home loans, education, pension, health care.
President Carter may make a special trip to Cairo during his New Year foreign tour. White House officials traveling with the president in Warsaw, Poland, say the president will decide on Saturday if he'll go to Cairo to reassure Egypt's President Sadat of U.S. support for his peace initiatives with Israel. President Sadat has been critical of some of President Carter's comments about the peace proposals over the past few days.
Hello. We're going to look at the WCCO-FM weather right now, which is, as you might expect, snowy. And light snow tonight. Snow also likely about a 70% chance for Saturday and Saturday night. Those of you planning to hit the slopes over the weekend, looks like pretty good weather. We'll have a high tomorrow of 16 and a low tonight of 12. And they inform me with our staff of actually it's not our staff. It's those underpaid people at Channel 5 come over and work on weekends to pick up a few bucks. They tell me that it's 20 degrees still in the Twin Cities right now. Oh, baby. What a big surprise. Got about 27 lines I could do on that, none of which would get me much further than I am right now. Chicago.
Right before my very eyes. Right before my very eyes.
There's a confidential listening and referral service available to the metropolitan area. Hotline is open from 7 p.m. to midnight daily to listen and refer. Now, if you all have a problem or you just want to talk to somebody, call Hotline at 474-3219. Disco Lucy, 207, and I'm Jerry Brook from CCOFN. Tell me that's not over. Is that over? 210, I'm Jerry Brook at WCCO-FM. Still 20 and still snowing outside, and these are wings.
All of Kintyre, home is drawing in from.
Have I told you lately? Still snowing just a teeny tiny bit. 20 degrees out there, super slippery. So whatever you're doing, you all do it with caution. Carla Bona. Can't hold on. Lord knows I'd be trying. 214 at CCO FM.
This time it's goodbye.
Isn't that cute? Carla Bonhoff, I pronounced it wrong. My technical person here this evening has done explained it to me in no uncertain terms from CCO FM.
WCCO FM.
In case you have not heard, the Minnesota Gophers done did it to the Air Force tonight. That was a 66-50 score. Michael Thompson off the bench after a six-game sit-down, scored 17 points and pulled down 9 rebounds. And you may as well know the Minnesota Vikes have escaped Minnesota's cold temps for the warmer climate of Texas. The Vikings flew into Dallas today. They'll practice tomorrow for Sunday's National Football Conference playoff game against the Cowboys. And those of you who are wives of the Minnesota Viking players, I want you to worry about it. There's no truth to the rumor that the Dallas cheerleaders will be in the same motel as the Vikings this evening. Absolutely, absolutely no chance of that happening. If you believe that, you know, buy some stuff I got to sell you. Buy that, you'd probably buy a Kirby sweeper. Probably even let the Fuller Brush Man in. I know your style. It is 2:18. I am Jerry Brook. Feeling fine and looking at the snow here with about 20 degrees worth of weather outside. Leo safe. Absolutely nice tune from Leo Sayer. 2:22, my name is Jerry Brook, and usually about this time of the morning, I sit back, kick my feet up, and light a cigarette, and listen to dumb people on the radio talking dumb things, man. Frankie Valli, I think you're going to like this.
My eyes are torture.
Definitely, definitely. 2:25, I'm Jerry Brook from WCCO-FM. And it is still 20 degrees, and it is still snowing, and you still make love and fun. Come on, baby. Definitely. That, by the way, is no rumor. You make love and fun, and that is a for sure. It is 2:28, and another for sure is the snow continues to fall. The forecast man has advised me it's very likely this will continue throughout the night, and a 70% chance that when you wake up in the morning, of course, if you're asleep, you wouldn't be hearing me anyway, would you? Well, if you're awake, you can pass the word on to whoever it is that's asleep. Tell them it'll probably snow when they wake up in the morning. Do we have anybody in this studio that makes any sense? No. How about a little couple commentary? Will that do it for us right now?
This is Earl Chapman, ABC News, New Delhi, India, with commentary on the American Entertainment Radio Network. This nation of 600 million people is planning a huge welcome for President Carter on New Year's Day. For both countries, it's a change in silt. More about that in a minute.
Sale you'll really get a charge out of. Kmart and EverReady can put life into all your battery-powered toys, games, and gadgets with after-Christmas savings on C and D-size general-purpose batteries. Now through December 31st, a four-pack of either size is on sale for just 68 cents. So stock up now to keep all of your battery-powered items running throughout the year. Powerful EverReady general-purpose batteries in C and D-size four-packs are sale priced at just 68 cents at Kmart.
It's not unusual to find an American president honored more abroad than at home. Case in point, the Times of India, Washington correspondent, reviews Jimmy Carter's first year in office. While many Americans are beginning to express disappointment with President Carter, this Indian journalist applauds his business-like attitude, pushing programs without heed to the political fallout in Washington. And he calls the president a true friend of India. It's part of the run-up to the Carter visit here to New Delhi. 48 hours to begin at noon local time on New Year's Day. The president will motorcade through the heart of the city, detouring down ceremonial avenues designed in British colonial times to allow hundreds of thousands of people to see him. Later, he'll appear at a public reception in a huge grassy square where as many as 3/4 of a million Indians could be on hand.